and it was these two very ordinary but utterly irresistible planets, instead of the negative matter bombs with which the Ike were prepared to cope, which hurtled then along the axis of the immense tube of warships toward Jarnovan. Whether or not the Ike could make their planet inertialess has never been found out. Free or inert, the end would have been the same. "Every Y-14M officer of every ship of the patrol, attention," Haynes ordered. "Don't get all tensed up. Take it easy. There's lots of time. Any time within a second after I give the word will be plenty of time. Cut!" The two worlds rushed together, doomed Jarnovan squarely between them. Haynes snapped out his order as the three were well within 2 seconds of contact. And as he spoke, all the pressors and all the tractors were released. The ships of the patrol were already free. None had been inert since leaving Jalti's ex-planet, and thus could not be harmed by flying debris. The planets touched. They coalesced, squishingly at first, the encircling warships drifting lightly away before a cosmically violent blast of superheated atmosphere. Jarnovan burst open all the way round and spattered. Billions upon billions of tons of hot core magma being hurled afar in gouts and streamers. The two planets, crashing through what had been a world, met, crunched, crushed together in all the unimaginable momentum of their masses and velocities. They subsided, crashingly. Not merely mountains, but entire halves of worlds disrupted and fell, in such gargantuan paroxysms as the eye of man had never elsewhere beheld. And every motion generated heat. The kinetic energy of translation of two worlds became heat. Heat added to heat, piling up ragingly, frantically, unable to escape. The masses, still falling upon and through and past themselves and each other, melted, boiled, vaporized incandescently. The entire mass, the mass of three fused worlds, began to equilibrate, growing hotter and hotter as more and more of its terrific motion was converted into pure heat. Hotter, hotter, hotter! And as the grand fleet of the Galactic Patrol blasted through intergalactic space toward the first galaxy and home, there glowed behind it a new, small, comparatively cool, and probably short-lived companion to an old and long-established star.